Live from New York City, it's The Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null. Just as long as it's
grooving. Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null, broadcasting and video streaming live from our studios, New York City. I'd like to welcome you. Today, you're going to learn how there's a link between pollution and neuropsychiatric disorders. Who says? University of Chicago in a major study. That and about 14 other studies, all from peer-reviewed journals, respected institutions, and all showing how we can prevent disease and lengthen the quality of our life. Also today, we're going to look at 5G. It's not getting any of the mainstream media attention, except on the mainstream media, it's being heavily promoted, as if this is the new thing we all have to be connected to, the Internet of all things. Also, I was listening to a TED Talk and heard a person talking about how, well, you know, transhumanism, what's wrong with that? Artificial intelligence is helping us. No, it is not. So I'm going to address those issues. I'm also going to share, I don't know how much I'll get to, but I'll try to get to a lot of it because you've never seen this, never heard it, you don't know anything about it. And it's important that you share this clip with everyone who is challenging the safety and efficacy of vaccines. This is one of the world's leading vaccinologists. He's a medical doctor and he's a PhD anthropologist. And he started one of the first and most important observatory studies on vaccines, the DPT vaccine, the measles vaccine, way back in 1974 in Africa. And there I am early this morning watching this, and I'm thinking, wow, he's saying it's killing people. And then the British Medical Journal was going to publish it, decided instead for non-medical reasons to have an independent review, look at it, and said, there's nothing here, move on along. But there was something there. And he is the world's leading authority on that study. You would never know that. The World Health Organization and others conspired to keep you from knowing how dangerous the DPT, the most commonly used vaccine in the world, is. So I found this clip from a friend who is a medical doctor in Denmark in a little discussion that he had. So this is powerful. That's why I like to bring you things no one else has brought you that are very important. Now, it's not that easy to fully understand him. So I'm going to ask you when we're playing it, please understand he's a very pro-vaccine person, but he's also an honest scientist who showed that nobody knows what the hell they're looking for in vaccines. They don't know what they're even seeing, where you could both be prevented from a disease and then die sooner. And there is no way of explaining that. You'll hear him say that in his own words. Also today, we're going to have a little clip. This is, I think it's CNN, but it might have been MSNBC, where the two legislators who've chosen not to go to the West Bank because of the conditions placed on them, the limitations, they wanted to go and have an open hearing with people. They wanted to see for themselves what was going on, not just to visit a person's grandmother. Well, the media really went after them, especially the liberal media, just attack them. In fact, there's a whole movement right now, you may not be aware of, but I am, within the corporate Democratic and the entire establishment to separate off the four young, what they consider radicals, who do not represent the core values, meaning neoliberalism, side in with corporate America, and regime change. These people are speaking their mind. You could agree or disagree, but here is a rabbi speaking on their behalf in a very contentious discussion. I thought you should hear it. Also, the BBC's program Panorama decided to do an investigation when people started warning about the dangers of 5G. Now, I'm not going to play the whole thing. I don't have time. It's 29 minutes. You can watch it all on going to prn.fm. And by the way, Jesse just told me this morning that we're approaching 1 million million downloads of our news feed, and it's the most empowering news feed in the world. It's all progressive. And just the last year. So a lot of people are coming to PRN.fm to get their real news, not the fake news. In any case, they did a good job. I got to commend them. They really did. The BBC doesn't always do a good job. It's very biased in certain areas. Other areas, it's not. And they told the truth. And they did what no American news agency has done. No one. Not the New York Times, not CNN, not NBC. Nobody has gone out to schools, gone into the schools, and measured the computers that the children are sitting in front of. And this guy did. And the scientist was right there. And we get to see the measurements of how much electromagnetic pulses are coming from Wi-Fi in all of the American schools. But in this case, it was in a British school, just a normal British school, had about 1,000 students, and they're getting dangerous levels of this, dangerous. And they also showed that when they went out of the school and they went 100 meters, about, 300 feet away, they got dangerous levels also. So whether it was outside the school or inside the school, more pollution came inside the school because the moment you turn on that computer, boom, it goes. Now, I travel with a little instrument that measures electromagnetic pulses everywhere. If I go to a hotel when I'm traveling and filming, I go in and I check the room. If it's got high levels, I'd rather sleep in my car. And in a computer, for example, we're in a state-of-the-art studio. We have a wonderful broadcasting studio here. It's brand new. But we had state-of-the-art equipment brought in. We did a measurement on every single instrument. So there's no electromagnetic pulses because the way that we wired it, and we didn't use the Wi-Fi, and we didn't use the wireless, we hardwired it. And schools could do the same thing. You're going to see this in this report. So see, we have a lot to share with you today that's unusual. But I'm going to start by giving you some phone numbers. And why? Because all day long, we get calls. Oh, I missed Gary's show today. What number do I call to get it? Okay, please write this down so you have it. Just put it in some place where you can rely upon it. Now, here are the phone numbers you should have. First, if you want to hear this program live, no matter where you're at in Canada, the United States, or even Mexico, write this number down. 605-562-7900. 605-562-7900. Now also, if you want to listen to the archives, one phone call, you can download 5 shows. Write this is our archive number. If you miss live, you can listen anytime you want. 701-719-9976. 701-719-9976. But if you want to leave a voicemail, let's say that you have an opinion about something. We'd like to hear that opinion if it's constructive, if we can learn from it. And or if you have a question, here is the voicemail number, 862-800-6805. That's 862-800-6805. I just wanted to share that with you because sometimes it's frustrating when people have an idea, have a question, they can't reach us. Now you know. A new study led by University of Chicago researchers suggests a significant link between exposure to environmental pollution and an increase in the prevalence of neuropsychiatric disorders, which means, and this was published in the peer-reviewed journal Plus Biology, that poor air quality is associated with increased rates of bipolar disorder and major depression. That's important. So air pollution does impact us in a negative way. Aside from killing people, 30,000 Americans died last year from air pollution-related disease. From the University of Warwick, which is in the United Kingdom, green space is good for your mental health. And the nearer you are, the better. This is the first study to demonstrate the relationship between green space and mental well-being at an individual level. This was published using data from 25,000 people and showed that Londoners who live within 300 meters of green space had significantly better mental well-being. So the proximity to green space was more important than lifestyle factors such as employment, income, and general health. How about that? It is hoped that planners will use the results to help create a healthier, happier, more productive urban landscape. And the study was published in the current issue of Applied Geology. Overall, just so we understand, there's a very strong relationship between the amount of trees and shrubs and flowers and grass around a person's home and their feelings of life satisfaction and happiness and self-worth. That's why I recommend people do gardening. In fact, many of you remember, from 1972 to 1985, upstate at the Healing Springs, at the Fertiller Farm, and then from 1985 to 1990 on Lake Apakong, Dr. Martin Feldman and I, every weekend, would teach a free class. Anyone who wanted to come, there'd be 10 to 30 people, on the side of a hill that no one had planted anything on. And we showed how to plant terrace gardens and orchards. There's over 100 trees planted. And then we'd make a nice, I'd make a lunch for everyone as a gift and share it with them and hear their stories and answer people's questions, all for the purpose of showing that we can do things when we think of the we, doing things together, the collective energy of a lot of people wanting to improve their life, and you have some knowledge or skill, and you share it. So, and then down in Texas, less so there because it was so distant for people to get to, but there was an organic garden. We had 5 acres of organic food, which is a lot of food, and that fed a lot of people. We gave it to the churches. That's what I always do. And down in Florida, I turned over all the stuff from my organic garden to the local. All they had to do is come and harvest it. I'd plant it. I'd pay for the seeds, plant. Because there's an art to planting to make sure you get something growing. And all they had to do is come and harvest it and eat it. So think if everyone began to green their backyards, but not just putting a little tree in, but really making it an oasis. So what I'm going to do is during the retreat that's coming up this last 2 weeks of October, I'm going to have a live feed there to show people starting from scratch. I'm going to do it over a two-week period, how to build a hydroponic house, how to landscape a place of just regular raw land, and how to make it into a little oasis inexpensively, something you can do so that you can go outside and sit in something, a little koi pond, a little goldfish pond, have a waterfall, have all kinds of fruits and vegetables growing 12 months a year, no matter where you live. And just have all the smells of aroma plants from hibiscus and the very strong ones, lavender, lilac, honeysuckle, jasmine. So that I'm going to do. It'll be just for those who are interested in green space. Again, green space helps us put us in a different mindset, and that's what we want. Also, for the next study, This is from a University of New Mexico, and it confirms the cannabis flower, the flower of the cannabis, is an effective mid-level analgesic. So an analgesic can help a lot of people with pain. And the kind of pain treatment most people are receiving today is very toxic. In fact, just your over-the-counter analgesics can cause 20,000 to 40,000 deaths a year, mainly from bleeding. But it's worse than that, and I'll tell you why. When you are taking aspirin, let's say to help prevent a stroke, and now they're not suggesting everybody take aspirin, which is, it took them 40 years to finally figure out that was wrong for everyone. And so what's the purpose of the aspirin? To thin the blood. Thin the blood, you don't have the aggregation or the clumping together, mainly of fat, and the red blood cells, which can then cause an ischemic episode, either in the heart or in the brain, a stroke. Vitamin E can thin the blood, but it's helpful. It can also oxygenate the red blood cells, which is better. Green juices If you had celery, cucumber, green apple, that's a great way to thin the blood and detoxify your body. Also, vitamin C will thin the blood. So you see, they can't say that they're not natural ways of thinning the blood. There are hundreds of natural non-toxic ways of thinning the blood, and they're natural analgesics. Curcumin is one. Cat's claw is one. Cayenne pepper is another. And pantothenic acid, another. So you see, we've got a whole lot of natural products, but there's no profit in that. And what they want to do, they want to sell you something they can make a profit from. So here's cannabis flowers, and they are potent pain reliever. And that's the largest database of real-time recordings of the effect of common and commercially available cannabis products in the United States. And this was done at the University of New Mexico. Strong evidence that cannabis flowers can significantly alleviate pain. And generally, there's a 3-point drop in pain suffering on a 0 to 10-point scale immediately following cannabis consumption. So, the opiates? No, you don't want the opiates. Wow. Someone I know for 40 years has a terrible diet, refuses to change, has no discipline whatsoever, is a nice person, but beyond lazy. Body that just, well, unfortunately, it's racked now with disease. And here's the interesting part. The person simply said, Gary, what do you got that I can get rid of the pain? I said, how about suffering? She said, what do you mean suffering? I said, you deserve your pain. I'm saying this because she's a friend for 40 years. And if you ever met this person, you'd think she's just the coolest person in the world. And a good investigative journalist. Go into her apartment and you can't get in. Can't get in. You ever see that movie about the hoarders? She's one. From the floor to the ceiling. Can't even move. Eats anything. And now is sick. With pain. So what does she do? Goes to get some opiates and they give her OxyContin. And wow, did her other friends say, what's going on? You're slurring. You know, there's something wrong. She wasn't aware of it. My last communication, which a few days ago, was, look, we've been close friends for 40 years. All the times and opportunities you had to cleanse, detoxify, how many times did I say it's not that difficult, but you have to want to? Never wanted to. Does it say something about us as a society today, I'm referring to today, that the only way 99% of people are ever going to change anything that's wrong in their life is when they hit a crisis? And that's unfortunate, because I don't want to see people suffer, but my God, at some point, grow up and take responsibility for the consequences of your choices. From the Dalian Medical University in China, ginkgo extract lowers oxidative stress, and that reduces amyloid aggregation in Alzheimer's disease, meaning the plaque that gets in your brain that causes so much disruption at the neurological level. I'm suggesting about 300 milligrams, 100 milligrams in the morning, afternoon, early evening of ginkgo biloba. And that was a good study. And ginkgo is terrific for increasing the circulation in the brain and in the extremities. And it decreases free radicals. It's terrific. Also, from the University of Cordoba, which is in Spain, a low intake of vitamin C actually speeds up cellular aging, especially if you have cardiovascular disease, which tens of millions of Americans do. We're just not taking enough vitamin E in our society, or not taking it at all. And they looked at the leukocyte telomere length shortening, and that's a biomarker of cellular aging that can be deaccelerated by your diet and lifestyle, but also vitamin E, big time. In fact, vitamin E on biomarkers of cellular senescence, which means end of life, death of a cell, is changed. So if you have cardiovascular disease and you're taking vitamin E, you're going to live longer. If you have cardiovascular disease and you're deficient in vitamin E, you're going to die shorter. That's what the study shows. So That's important to get your vitamin E each and every day. Now, one last study. N-acetylcysteine prevents osteoporosis. Yes, it inhibits the oxidative stress caused by testosterone deficiency. That's according to Nanjing Medical University. So oxidative stress is one of the primary killers in our society. It almost is always associated with almost every disease, macular degeneration, cataracts, glaucoma, muscle pain, cancer. All those have oxidative stress. And oxidative stress induces DNA damage and cellular senescence. Now, normally a cell will be damaged three times, broken, the DNA three times a day. And then there's 10,000 gene alterations to those broken cells per day. Needless to say, that's the reason why we end up with prematurely aged bodies and the diseases of those poor lifestyle choices. So we know how to change that, but you have to have the discipline to want to. Also, if you have blood pressure for a long time, according to University of College London, you're going to have poor brain health, and it can happen early. In fact, changes in blood pressures in those as young as 36 years of age are linked to markers of poor brain health later in life. That's according to this latest study published in the Lancet Journal Neurology. And by the way, finally, from Johns Hopkins University, antibiotic use is linked to heightened bowel cancer risk. That's right, whether it's pills or capsules, doesn't matter. Antibiotic use is linked to a heightened risk of bowel cancer, and that's important to know. That's the latest on health and healing. We're 22 minutes into our program. I'm Gary Nall. We're going to take a brief break and come back and go into some of the other issues that are important. Please stay with us. Nice to have you with us, everyone. I'm Gary Nall. Just a few programming announcements. By the way, you can watch today's program by going to Progressive Radio Network Facebook. And we have a lot of people going there to watch it each day, and that's good. Our opportunity to have someone come in if they choose to, and in turn seeing how a film goes from me outside all over the world filming it and sending each day, FedExing it into our studio, and Valerie taking that and then putting it together with the music and the special effects and all the different ways we're doing it. We're allowing one intern. So if you'd like to come in and learn how to do that, because we're going to wrap this film up next 2 weeks. So you can give us a call and we'll see if you're right to come in, all right? Also, I'm looking for a personal assistant still. I've had a lot of people, but they just thought it'd be a great time to ask a lot of health questions, according to Travis. What I'm looking for is someone who is very smart, who can take some of the projects I'm working on and carry them forward. I'll just give you one example. Let's say that we want to do an update on my Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing, which is an actual example. And I own the e-rights to that book, and it's still being published, but I can't get the rights back because it's still earning the publisher money. So we're going to do a whole new edition of this multi-million dollar or million-selling book, and it was one of the most popular books I ever wrote in my life. But I'm going to do a whole new edition, meaning going through every single one of the diseases and showing the natural approach, updating all the protocols. That's one project, and that means sitting at a computer doing research and pulling out the information that's going to go in it. There's a lot that goes on in this office, so it's a good-paying job, and it's fun. You've got to be smart. You've got to be multitasking. If that interests you, you'll call and speak with Travis, 646-926-5459. That's the program announcements. Now, according to the latest article, and the mainstream media is not touching this, if you saw pictures, and I posted a picture this morning, I post about 80 articles a day on average from all over the world on issues for progressive, independent-thinking people who want to know the truth. Sao Paulo, one of the three largest cities in Brazil, looks like it's night. It's not. It's the middle of the day. That's the rainforest. The rainforest is burning big time. In fact, the Amazon rainforest absorbing less carbon than expected, and a new study finds that insufficient nutrient supply has not been properly accounted for. And as a result, it's not doing what it should be doing. And it's also on fire. Massive fires all over the Amazon because of deforestation, and no one seems to care at all about the Amazon, especially the president and all the vulture capitalists from the United States and other countries who are going in there to exploit their resources and the destruction of the indigenous culture and killing those individuals and the miners going in. It is just a free-for-all of greed, unmitigated greed. That's their country. They can do what they want in it, but it's our planet, all of ours. And the lungs of the lungs of the planet is the Amazon. And they're destroying three soccer fields of rainforest every 60 seconds. Yet you don't hear a word about it. The Amazon's on fire, one of the largest fires on the planet. Did you also hear that yesterday, for the first time in recorded history, that the Arctic Circle hit 98 degrees? No. So when the hurricanes come in the next 6 weeks, and let's hope they don't, but there will be, they're expecting 15, you can reasonably expect, based upon how hot the water is and how much precipitation is going to be coming off that, you can expect Category 5, possibly even a Category 6 hurricane hitting the United States. And by the way, also from our environmental segment, America's agriculture is 4,800% more toxic than it was 25 years ago. Why? Blame neonics, neonicotinoids. That's a new study that shows the class of insecticides called neonicotinoids poses significant threats to insects, the soil, and water. This is published in The Guardian. And wow, it was 50 years ago that Rachel Carson warned of a silent spring. The songs of robins and wood thrush, silenced by toxic pesticides like DDT. Today, there's a new pesticide specter, a class of insecticides called neonicotinoids. And for years, the science has been settled. The science has said they're killing the bees. But the EPA, totally compromised agency. They're decent people working there. But no, the people coming in to run it are all lobbyists or people representing the commercial industrial complex of industries. Just remember this, one in every three foods, everything from apples and almonds to spinach and rice, are based upon pollination. So eat organic, eat local, and start colonizing bees. I have been colonizing bees for a long time. Most was 150 hives. Now I've got two major hives, and they pollinate everything. Never been stung in all that time. You don't have to worry about that. But killing the bees, yeah. 5G is going to kill the bees. Cell phone towers can kill the bees. And neonicotinoids. Now put those all together, and you see why we've had major colony collapse. And it doesn't have to be that way. Also, a leaked audio tape shows that the oil lobbyists were bragging about the success in criminalizing pipeline protests. This is just was on August 20th. A leaked audio, there they are, quote from the audio, "We've seen a lot of success at the state level, particularly starting with Oklahoma in 2017. That was Derek Morgan, of the American fuel and petrochemical manufacturers as a growing number of states moved to pass laws that would criminalize peaceful protests by people not wanting the pipeline, and then you could go to prison for years. And an audio recording obtained by The Intercept showed a representative of a powerful oil and gas lobby group bragging about the industry's success in crafting anti-protest legislation behind closed doors. So that is what's going on. It's behind the scenes. The American fuel and petrochemical manufacturers tout a, quote, model legislation. That means, break it down, just so you understand. We're talking about the major fuel giants, including Chevron, the Koch brothers, and ExxonMobil, et cetera. And they're bragging about how in Oklahoma, God, what a state that is, forget it, they've destroyed it. And now they're saying, we don't want anyone protesting. Remember how Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton supported the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, did not support the demonstrators? Yeah. So tell me how nice those guys were. No, they weren't. I'm going to do a whole expose on what they did in Bosnia. In any case, and in Yugoslavia, and especially Hillary Clinton. Bill wasn't into it. Hillary demanded it, and she bragged about it later. Let's see if people understand what that actually meant in the neoliberal reality of regime change. In any case, they're not supporting indigenous people, Native Americans in this case. They're not supporting them. They want to see them in prison. So now you go out there to you go out there in Oklahoma and some of these states to protest your sacred lands are being violated. You could go to prison for years, all because the greedy bastards, and they're all greedy bastards in the energy industry, nuclear, oil, gas, hydrofracking, they don't want you interfering, and they have the power. They control Congress. They control your state legislators. Yeah, that's the reality that we have to deal with. And shame on Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, signed the version of the bill there. Thank goodness the Center for Constitutional Rights is challenging it, but we don't have enough people realizing how corrupt our governments are, state, local, and federal. And tomorrow I'm going to talk about how there is trouble in the land of the media platforms, Google, Facebook, and Wikipedia. A whistleblower has come forward to talk about that. We're going to have that story on tomorrow's program. But right now, I want you to hear a short clip, very short, minute and a half, between a person who is a observant Jew, supports Israel, supports Judaism, but speaking on behalf of what he saw when he finally went to the West Bank. And wouldn't it be great if every legislator that has signed on to protecting and giving unlimited amounts of money to Israel, and that Israel can do no wrong, and if the only difference between Netanyahu and Trump is the level of intelligence of Netanyahu. Outside of that, both have the same personal characteristics. They both have a similar agenda of hegemony. But in any case, I want you to actually hear what he's saying when he went to the West Bank, and therefore he's challenging in a very contentious way a guy who's trying to, your typical corporate liberal trying to defend Israel. Here it is.
Palestinians don't have to be saints in order to deserve the basic rights that all of us take for granted, right? Miftah has said things that I disagree with. They made an anti-Semitic statement that they apologized for. The point is, when you go there, I say this as an American Jew. My children go to Jewish day school. I lead services in an Orthodox synagogue. Judaism at the center of my life. The first time I went to spend time with Palestinians in the West Bank, it was a shattering experience. The only thing I could imagine would be similar for American would be going to visit the Jim Crow South. When you see people living under the control of the state with no rights, they cannot become citizens. They cannot vote for the control for the state that controls their lives. They do not have free movement. They need a pass to move from city to city. They live under a military legal system. The consequences are more brutal than we can imagine sitting here. So, do I agree with Miftah? Of course not. I had a close friend who was killed in a suicide bombing. But Palestinians don't, you could have made the same argument if you went to visit SNCC and said, oh, they were connected with communists. Some of their people have made anti-white statements. The point is, what Ilhan Omar said is the most important point. people need to go and see for themselves. I've never seen anyone who's gone and seen for themselves and not been transformed by the experience.
Anyone be associated with a group that supports terrorism. And this isn't black and white. I mean, they publish this stuff. No one's forcing them to publish this stuff.
There were certain statements on their website. Hannah Nasrallah has devoted her life as a nonviolent activist to opposing an oppression which none of us does not accord with the values that any of us believe in as Americans.
So she doesn't control her own organization and what it publishes?
Rich, why don't you try spending a little bit of time focusing on the fact that almost $4 billion of U.S. aid is used to put children
in
detention.
You're the one distracting from the issue.
No, this is the issue. You're distracting from the issue because National Review, defended apartheid, and just as you defended segregation, you now defend Israel's oppression of Palestinian basic rights. It's a tradition for you guys.
Look, and if an organization supports terrorism, that organization should be beyond the pale.
And when Palestinians protest nonviolently, you discredit them as well.
So you're saying that, in some sense, justifies terrorism?
Of course it doesn't justify terrorism. I've said again and again I disagree with terrorism. What I'm saying is you're trying to distract from the real issue. The real issue is American complicity in the denial of basic Palestinian.
Okay, that's the piece. Good for him for standing up when the entire corporate Democrats went against them. Thank goodness there's a split. Listen to what I'm going to suggest. It's just a hypothesis. With the people who've had enough of corporate corruption, neoliberalism, hegemony supporting Chuck Schumer and all the other people in Washington, left or right, doesn't matter. They're all complicit. We need radical voices who are not afraid to take on the issues and make statements that some people are going to be offended by. Reasonable people want peace and harmony for the Jewish people and for the Palestinian people. We want to see freedom of expression, freedom of rights for both people. Right now, it's only on one side of the issue. And anyone who wants to come and debate that, I'll be happy to debate it, because I'm not going to sit back and hear people who have control of the media and control of our Congress say that there's only one side of this story and only one side is right, and that is not the case. There's a large, powerful peace movement in Israel, and there are a lot of American Jews who support a peaceful resolution, a two-state solution, and are appalled by some of the excesses to which the Netanyahu regime will go to in order to maintain their power over these people. And again, don't take anyone's word for it. Go to the West Bank. Walk the streets. See how people live. Then make up your mind. Make up your mind before you know the full truth. Then you're just going to be a victim of the propaganda. Right now on the line, I was just told that we have, and we're going to go to a clip after this, we have Lou Ampanessi, and we have a person. What's the person's name? Who do we have on the line? Hi, Gail.
Good morning, Gary.
Hi. You'd like to share something with us?
Oh, my goodness, yes. But I'd like to share a little bit about my story first.
Sure, please do.
About 18 years ago, I got diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, and I didn't believe in conventional medicine like chemotherapy. So I remember calling my dear friend, Lou Ampanessi. And I asked her, what do I do? And she said, let me introduce you to Dr. Gary Null. And at that point, I listened and I followed your breast cancer protocol for the last 18 years. And I survived stage 4 breast cancer without chemotherapy. So recently in May, I decided to get a tune-up. And I went to your retreat in Texas. And I went there to clear my head and to get back and to make sure that I was back on the stand, and I had just gotten recently diagnosed with a little melanoma spot on my shoulder. And I said, you know what, I need a real big tune-up here. And the retreat was awesome. I went to a place where nature was prevalent, and I was able to be with positive thinking people, and I was able to reflect and rethink and meditate, and my being taught time for me to be totally with me and to be transparent about my health. And what I experienced there was sound therapy and light therapy and yoga and the gym and a butterfly house that was just absolutely awesome. And I spent time in there by myself just looking at nature, and the surroundings was just beyond. It was palatial. And when I came back home, I was feeling totally rejuvenated and so committed once again to my healthy lifestyle that I had been so rewarded from you, Dr. Gary Nall, and from Luann to live that lifestyle and to believe in it. And my suggestion for all those that seek a healthy lifestyle is to go try this retreat because it was just fabulous.
Let's
and
go
it's
back.
Better than any
let's. Let's. I'm going to go back for a moment. So this goes back about 19 years or 17 years to where you were diagnosed with end stage four, which is the worst stage. That's generally what precedes death, breast cancer. And you chose not to undergo the chemotherapy. And once you started the protocol and had been on it for a while and you went back in, what did the oncologists say and what did they see at that point?
Well, the oncologist couldn't, he said I was the only documented case at that time in New York State to beat stage four breast cancer without chemotherapy. And so he wanted to know what my protocol was. What did I follow? And I gave him your protocol, and he said that they were at that time considering building an alternative wing to North Shore University Hospital in Great Neck, New York. And he asked me if I could have it, if he could have it, and I said yes. And I also called Luann, you know, asking her to make sure that that was okay. And so at that point, I gave it to them, and he said that he was amazed by what I was doing, that my healing abilities were beyond anything he had ever seen. And he thought that also that my head, where my head beliefs were and how I was able to get into myself through that whole protocol, which is not just vegan eating, but it's a lot of things. The protocol is fabulous, and I recommend it to anyone who comes down with breast cancer. But in any event, that's how I've been following, and the retreat was just a big tune-up for me to make sure that I stay with it for the rest of my life.
Good. And so today, 17 years later, you are cancer-free?
I am.
Okay, good. Well, clearly that was just psychosomatic, one of those spontaneous remissions, right? Yeah, let the average oncologist wrap their mind around that over at Sloan Kettering. Luann, do you remember when the professor of oncology from Sloan Kettering came down last year and tried to figure out what the hell was going on and said, what'd she say? Her and her husband, who's also a medical doctor, says, I know what I'm seeing. And I'm speaking with these people. I just don't know how in the heck all this is happening. And I said, well, because you're following a different paradigm, and there are different paradigms to different issues in life, and this is just a different way of looking at life. Anyhow, Luann, you gave me a call early this morning saying you needed to talk about something on the air because people were calling you at 11 o'clock last night. What is it?
Yeah, up to 2 a.m.
All right.
Well, clearly, Gary, people are very, very excited about learning about anti-aging. And a lot of people, sometimes people kind of hear what they want to hear, and sometimes they hear what they need to hear. So what I would love for you to do is just reiterate about this anti-aging study that we're going to be doing. It's going to be an amazing experience for 10 people, 10 to 15. But I got an overwhelming response yesterday.
Okay, first of all, yes. Do this. Just disconnect your phone at a reasonable time, all right?
Yes.
Nobody should be calling you at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's just stupid and selfish. Anyhow, here's what it is. I'm going to try to fill in all the blanks because I only did it in 2.5 minutes just at the very end of the show. Recently, in the recent several months, I received a call from a very distinguished MD, PhD, who said that he had been shown a video. And this video came from the last retreat, and it's part of a larger film that I'm doing as a sequel to Curing the Incurable. And there were, I think, six people in there. We have over 200 filmed. He only got one. This wasn't supposed to go up on the on YouTube yet, but it got up there. We've taken it down. But that's what he saw. And he then asked me, is there any others? And I said, okay, I sent him some. I said, I have an open-door policy. I'm happy to work, and I do, with scientists and physicians and people all over the world, you know, with the protocols I create. And then he offered me, a couple days later, he offered me a challenge. And here is the challenge. He said, I looked at your background at the Institute of Biology, and I understand you did about 150, and I said, no, it's 154 original experiments I did on reversing aging. I was the director of anti-aging medicine and research fellow at the Institute of Biology for 30 years. And I did a lot of the first study ever done in America. Roy Warford got the credit at UCLA. It's because mine wasn't submitted for publication. I would submit my papers to the Institute's board of scientists, but they had their own biases and prejudice. These guys smoked and drank and were not healthy, and they didn't believe that nutrition could do what drugs couldn't do. In any case, I said yes, and he said, but how in the heck do you do this, and what role does it play in aging? I said, you're dealing with two separate issues. Don't conflate them. He said, well, what if we gave you a series of markers, aging biomarkers, like telomeres, and he went through a list of about 40. He said, no one's ever been able to prove in a clinical study these could be reversed. But they're using different models. They're using drugs, et cetera, and stem cells. Could you do a clinical study, non-medical, and not use stem cells, but duplicate or replicate what stem cells can do? And I said, well, I do this all the time. I mean, I do studies, and I've done over 40 clinical studies with humans, thousands of people, and I publish in peer-reviewed journals. And he said, but do this because no one's done this. So he sent me a list of all the things he wanted to have measured that could actually prove you can stop aging and reverse it. That's never been done. And I said, okay, that's an interesting challenge in a clinic, in a very strict, and they said they'll pay for the blood workup. The other stuff they're not paying for. But the blood workup, because it's very comprehensive and there's only a few labs in America that do this, and so it has to be sent to just those labs because these are very expensive, just one blood workup. Just one of this blood workup is $4,000, but they're covering that. And so I said, okay. I said, look, we have no downside to it. Let's try it. And so we're in it, and it starts the first day of October. It runs for 60 days on location and then another 30 days post follow-up at home to make sure that what a person learns they can apply when they get home. It doesn't do any good to have a person in a beautiful environment, and then they go home and go right back onto hamburgers and french fries and thinking nasty thoughts. So you have to have a post program to help people. They take the blood work up all at once, plus blood pressure and blood sugar, et cetera. And then on day 60, they take it again. And then on day 90, they take it again. In any case, now that they have approved this by their board, and these are real heavyweight MD. I'm not mentioning their names, not now, but these are some of the biggest people in the field. And I said, I said, okay, let's give it a try. So they laid out the perimeters, so I'm following the perimeters, but I create the protocols. But I actually have to create two protocols. One is for just the aging. So here's the question. Can we reverse the aging of your muscles and your skin and your hair and your immune system, and bring you back in time? Well, we're going to find out. And I'm going to film the whole thing and feed the film in live stream. We're also going to produce a whole film behind it, so that if this succeeds, this will be the first time that I'm aware of, and they're aware of, and this is where they are all every day of their lives, to actually reverse in a group of human beings their actual. This is not about lengthening telomeres, you know, extending the life of a fruit fly. There are tens of thousands of studies on different markers being impacted by different medications or lifestyle changes. Nothing like what I'm talking about has ever been done, and not in such a short period of time. But I'm just finishing a four-week study this coming Sunday, and already we've had at least 50% of the individuals make major changes. Now, the difference is when you do a study where people come once a week or once a month, you don't know what they're doing in between. They can do anything. And we have found that there's a high dropout rate because people don't want to follow a protocol, and I don't let them back in if they're not showing me they're following the protocol. I'm donating my time. Not only donating my time, I'm spending a lot of money out of my pocket to see that these things are done. So you only want people who are 100% committed. You got to be positive, can't be negative. Negative people, I will not allow in the study. If you're one of these piss-faced people that walk around blaming the world and act like a victim, don't call me. I'm the last person in the world you should want to get in front of if you got an attitude from hell, because I don't tolerate that stuff that other people in your life do. But if you're a genuinely sincere, good, conscious person and you want to discipline yourself at 100%, then you got to follow my protocols 100%, not 99%. Now, I'm working on all the protocols. Now, just today, Luann, we got a call from, well, you're aware of it, from another major person in the anti-aging field. I'm talking about a big person, and who heard about this and said that, can they also add in some markers and some blood work? And I said, yes. So this has taken on a life of its own. It's interesting. And so it'll be throughout the day exercising and journal writing and communing with nature and detoxifying and modified fasting and lots of juices. I mean, 15 a day. Not large amounts, but specific. And I have to write down all the peer-reviewed literature on every ingredient in every meal and every ingredient in every supplement, every ingredient in every juice, even a juice that might have 5 ingredients in it. I have to have at least 10 studies in the peer-reviewed literature supporting each ingredient in each juice because they want to know what is causing this. So we're ahead of it. We're doing it. So anyhow, I'm doing it once. This is it. It's a pilot study. We're going to have 10 people and 5 backups, all 15 doing it because you always can have people who don't make it, and we have to finish with 10 in order to make it a justifiable small pilot study with major consequence. Because if this works, if, we don't know, if I succeed in reversing people's aging and am able to prove it with actual objective biological markers, then these people say it's a whole new day in science and healing and in aging. So that'll open up a lot of doors for a lot of people who are now sick. Now, separate, I got to create a whole separate set of protocols for what people arrive with. So it's going to be an awful lot of work, but I believe it's worth it if we can open up a whole new paradigm that is supported by some of the most important, respected minds in anti-aging science and medicine in the world. And this is being viewed all over the world, by the way. When I said, how many people are you going to be able to share this information with? The person said at least 150,000 scientists on his list. Whoa. So we don't have to worry about the media not covering the story, as they've never done in the past when I cured 18 people out of 18 people with full-blown AIDS. Never got any credit for that. I didn't ask for credit for it. But I thought a lot of people would be saved, their lives saved. Instead, they supported the people offering toxic AZT, which killed over 300,000 Americans. But that's the irony of the society we live in. You know, don't criticize the people who are killing people. Criticize the people who are healing people. Long ago, I've learned that's the way the entire system and all of its industries work. But good information you're not going to keep from the American public. They can censor everything they want to, but they're not going to censor the results of the story, whatever the results are. You know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. People are just healthier, right? But if it does work, wow. Think of all the suffering. Think of the people who think that there's no reason to keep alive or keep focused on the importance of their life, so it makes a difference. Get people your phone number because you're the one who has to qualify them. There will be expenses on their part, and they must be highly disciplined, and they must have the time to do this. And then you ask, is your life worth it? But turn off your phone. Do not anyone in this audience call Luann after. Give us a time that you don't want to be called after, Luann.
Well, I invite people to call me between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. That's a 12-hour window.
Okay.
And
then turn off your phone and don't anyone call after that time, because nobody should be calling you at 2 o'clock in the morning. All right?
Well, they think I'm sitting here waiting to hear from them and have a chat.
Well, that's a very selfish person. I don't see that person benefiting from this kind of program. You have to have some common
Absolutely.
Sense and some basic ethics at the beginning of this. And this is not just about, as the woman said, half of the protocol is all in the mind. It's about attitude, belief in yourself, freeing yourself from being a victim of anything in the past. We've all been victims of something, but we got to go beyond that and grow up. So give me your phone number.
Surely. It's 903-881-7008. 903-881-7008.
Okay, good. And the people who want to come to the regular retreat, which is a fundraiser for our sister station of BBAI, that'll be the last 2 weeks of October. And that's different. In that one, you can do as little or as much as you want. You can take as many or little juices. There's no supplementation. There's no individual counseling on aging and understanding the aging process. It's just wonderful lectures, wonderful environment, great people, wonderful food, and a relaxing time. This is different. This is like a real classroom on the air, where every day you learn about life, you learn about your body, you learn about your biochemistry, you learn about the things that you have never been taught. And so you got to be 65 and older to justify getting in, because you have to be a senior citizen. And that's the basic standard, and not have cancer, because that's a different, that's a whole different way of working. I work with, as you just heard, I work with people with every disease in the world, but not for this study. Okay? We're out of time, everyone. I'll get to tomorrow. I'll get to these other important 5G videos, and also the one on the BBC, and also this Professor Peter Abbey, A-A-B-Y, who's going to tell us the truth about the DPT vaccine and why the World Trade Health Organization lied about it, the safety, when it was killing people. All that's tomorrow. Enjoy your day. I'm Gary Nolan. Have a nice day.